Geek Radio Daily for Monday, August 31st, 2009. It's all the geek, damn it, without the weight.
Oh, yeah. I have no mic.
It's good, yeah. Taco flavored geese.
I don't know. No. You can't go his. It's got to be German.
Oh, that's right. That's German you're doing.
You know why? Because I saw the Inglorious Bastards this weekend.
Did you?
We'll talk about that in just a minute.
Good stuff. So finally getting out and having a social life. That there be the vicar.
So I hear you think I burned down my church.
Well, that's what it takes, sir. Meanwhile, I was out there with the guitar. I'm Mr. Billy Flynn.
You rocked my life.
I do what I can,
very
lady.
Nice, sir. I do what I can.
This date, August 31st, in 1887, Thomas Edison received a patent for his moving picture device, which he called a kinetoscope.
Crazy!
It's insane in the
membrane. Well, sir, the following year...
Yeah?
No, wait, I'm sorry. Not even close.
Okay.
Like 9 years earlier. I don't know. My medicine's all wacky today.
Understanding there'd be no math involved.
This day in 1888, Marianne Nichols was murdered. She was the very first of Jack the Ripper's known victims.
That would be the absolute next year.
No, wait a minute. I thought Thomas Edison's kinetoscope I have is 1897.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it as 1887.
Madness,
crazy.
Sir.
Yeah. August 31st of 1955, the first sun-powered automobile was demonstrated in Chicago, Illinois, and the inventor was buried under giant stadium.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy
that
crap.
Works.
That's well, they don't like that shit.
No.
This
they
day, 1997, Princess Diana and Dodie, of course, along with their driver, died in a car crash in Paris.
Weird story.
Yeah.
Back to my place with my then-the-time girlfriend.
Right.
We're hanging out, we have a little nap, and we wake up and Princess Diana's dead.
Did you blame yourselves?
No, but maybe I should have.
Was this the future plaintiff?
No.
Or
no,
your current? Or your
neither.
Okay. Neither.
No.
Just some
other
random...
There were women in between there,
man. I tell
you
what, you, sir, are a Lothario.
Well, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. This date in 1970, the first computer chess tournament opened in New York City. This date in 1971, Dave Scott became the first person to drive a car on the moon, and I envy him because back then there was very little traffic.
Poor guy. Wow. No
happy birthday going out to Chris Tucker, who is 37, who basically is now only known for being in the Rush Hour movies.
The Rush Hour guy.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah, I know.
He's a talented actor. Deborah Gibson is 39, sir.
Love her. Oh, the MFG.
I get lost in her eyes, man.
Yes.
D. Bradley Baker is 47.
I don't know who that is.
He's a voice actor. You've heard him. He's been in Halo 2. He's various voices on Brave and the Bold, that Batman show, American Dad. And, sir, he's Perry the Platypus on The Adventures of Phineas and Ferb.
Well, holy crap. There you go. I've got some Roman emperors in
too.
Caligula.
Oh.
Caligula's birthday in 12 A.D. and some years later that I'm not going to bother
Don't bring me a wedding present. Caligula.
Commodus. Or Commodus, as I like to call him.
Commodus.
Biggest
dick
is Stu.
This
is the guy that Joaquin played in
Gladiator. Oh, yeah.
Very loosely. But that was who that was supposed to be. Buddy Hackett was born on this day in 1924. Of course, he's dead.
Yep.
As is James Coburn.
Oh.
Flint, baby.
Yeah.
He was born on this day in 1928.
Flint. Gina Shock, 52. That's drummer for the Go-Go's. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, I didn't even know that name.
See? Huh. I know you didn't.
Okay.
And Sir Richard Gere is 60 years old today.
Sir Richard Gere?
Yes. So let's buy him.
No. Don't go down that old road.
Not
going to
do that.
All right.
That's what she said.
Let's talk TV.
Well, tonight on ABC, the Country Music Festival, the CMA Music Festival, Country's Night to Rock.
Rock, baby.
Okay.
Hello, Nashville!
We're going to rock you!
Yeah, I can't buy it. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is on tonight. No, the movie!
Yes, baby!
There you go.
Thank you, American Movie Classic.
She's going to be at Dragon Con, isn't she?
I certainly hope so.
Did I see that she was going to be there? That's on AMC tonight. Oh, and I failed to mention Dragon Con, baby.
Yeah,
coming up. Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days we leave, yo.
It's coming up,
nice.
Man. Animal Planet, Animal Cops Phoenix. Tonight it's Mange Misery.
Ew! Yeah,
please,
that doesn't sound like a good day at all.
I hope you weren't eating anything just then.
Comedy Central, I hope you're not eating anything now. Because Comedy Central, it's all Larry the Cable Guy. You've got a number of his stand-up, quote-unquote, specials, followed by a roast.
Get her done. Family Channel, Secret Life of an American Teenager. Ashley gets her room in the garage, huh?
Oh, wow.
And look, Greek is back, and Rusty needs higher grades.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah, I need
a higher grade of something, right?
Yeah,
you always need a higher grade something.
Lord of mercy.
ESPN tonight, preseason football. You got Vikings at Texans, FMC show and Die Hard, and on Style, because I've been waiting for it, it's called Sandra Bullock Revealed.
Oh.
Nice.
Fire in the Amazon.
Oh, yeah, it's true, but only for a couple seconds.
True. FX tonight is showing the double feature we can all get behind, iRobot followed by The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, I like it.
You watch my movie, honey. I'll watch yours.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Sci-Fi Channel got a Next Generation marathon, including the episode Hero Worship, which is a good one. History Channel, Clash of the Gods. It's Medusa.
Oh, no. Watch the hair.
FMC, Jack Ryan, Hannibal Lecter, fight a bear again.
Nice.
Turner Classic Movies, The Spy Who Came In from the Cold. But if I'm watching anything this fine evening, it's on Spike.
Ooh,
TV for
TV
guys.
For guys, yeah.
Because forces of nature in the air, on land, and in the sea combine to threaten humanity. Sir Treat Williams and James Vanderbeek the storm.
Oh.
Best they could do.
Okay.
Dawson's Storm, I guess, was
Dawson's
just not...
Storm. Yeah. Sure, Halle Berry's got to work.
Let's read a couple of letters here.
Please. I went giddy when I heard you say, nobody wants a Charlie in the box. I've been quoting that wacky little Rankin and Bass misfit toy for years. It fills my heart with joy to hear you, Mr. Flynn, rocking it. That very same phrase. Bless you, sir. Bless you. Until an elf becomes a gynecologist, make mine GRD.
Who is that?
That's for Chris Lackey, sir.
Lackey? Lackey, yeah. Lackey must not have jumped on the bandwagon back in the Geek Label days.
I guess not.
We've been saying
all
that
the
for
time,
3 years, man.
Well, that's all right. Better
anyway,
late than never.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Lackey.
And that HP Lovecraft Literary Podcast, damn fine, sir.
It is a good cast, man. Do they have a commercial?
No,
they
looked.
Should, because we'd play it.
We
the
play
HP
it like mad.
That's a good...
it is.
He's looking at me right now, the Cthulhu, the My Little Cthulhu.
I will get you.
All right, since Billy wasn't available this morning, the vicar didn't use a unique rhyme for 2009. Instead, the old standby, All the Geek Without the Weight, was utilized. I, for some reason, heard this tagline with fresh ears and realized there was still potential for this classic. A tagline reimagining, if you will. That's from Glenn.
Glenn,
yes.
You're not the guy that suggested to us in the first place that we should skip that and make it rhyme, were you? Because someone did that,
somebody
remember?
Did
that's why
that.
We started trying
yeah,
to do that.
That's true.
We thought we could be clever.
Glenn, that's that was deliberate on my part because I really like the All the Geek Without the Weight. It was handy that it rhymed with the year when we started, but that wasn't
but
why we did it.
No, it's really because that's what we do.
It's a good phrase, and I want to say it's on the cards, like our business
it
card
is.
Has
it. It really
so that is.
Is
still our official phrase, and he's just a better rhymer. He's a better rhyme master
I got
than
the mad
I am.
Skills. What,
right,
what?
So when it's just me, you know, that's what I do.
Someone said they wanted to see the new Harley Quinn outfit at Dragon Con this year. Hells yeah!
Hells yeah, boy!
I would rather see someone dressed as Ivy. Oh, pretty. And then there's a little link to a picture of Poison Ivy from the Batman Arkham Asylum game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there might be spoilers if you're not in that far yet. Oops.
Oh,
I
no.
am loving this game, except the Killer Croc part. That sucked for me. Anyway, hope you guys have fun at Dragon Con, especially for those of us who aren't able to make it. Love and dark husky voice. I am Batman. That's from Drace.
Okay.
Oh, what's the little whistle there? That was weird.
That was a Batman.
See, I'm hoping like hell, dude, to see someone in the Harley Quinn outfit.
Oh,
the Poison
God,
Ivy
gonna,
outfit?
Dude.
Always hot. Both. Always hot. But, dude, this little reimagining, which is still totally Harley, but at the same time, oh, my God, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah,
she's dirty.
She certainly is. And be dirty with us, please, won't you? Send us a note, a message, a missive, if you will, to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com.
An epistle.
Oh, I like that. Monday means you've got to take a look at box office and check in that geek news here on your Monday, August 31st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
War they wanted and war they got, but they broke the inner heat where my Uzi got hot when I...
This fall, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at SethHarwood.com. Brings you the story of Junius Pons as a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of. He's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings Young Junius to SethHarwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
This is Tom O'Hennigan talking, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
That was Tom Wopat? What?
Yes, that was Tom Wopat.
What was that?
No, that was Tom Wopat from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh,
it's Hilo.
Hilo.
That's where you know names now.
Well,
it's
I know
Hilo.
Now. Yeah, sure. I'm showing the Vicarus these episodes. See, we're on to episode 2, I think, after the miniseries.
He's also currently on Dollhouse, which some folks over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com just started watching and think it's a sexist show. They don't realize it's an oppressing people show. But one day they'll get that.
Word.
One day.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
Some things certainly did. People went to see the movies this weekend.
They did, including me. So, Inglourious Basterds, sir.
Yeah.
Who is Quentin Tarantino's director of photography? Does he have a standard guy? Because I forgot to look.
Oh, you know, I don't remember.
Does he have a regular guy? Because it's a beautifully shot film.
It is.
Now, I recognize with a guy like Tarantino, who's also the writer, who's also that involved, typically, if you've got stuff like that, if you've also got a gorgeous eye like that, that's your DP. Probably that's your DP, because rarely do you get that much talent in the same guy. I could be wrong. If I am, correct me on the forums. But beautifully shot film. What a gorgeous movie. Otherwise, I don't know. It was clever. It was typical Tarantino. I wasn't surprised. Yeah. I wasn't blown away like greatest Tarantino ever. But, but what a good movie.
Yeah, damn fun.
How much you got to love Brad Pitt? You
I'm
know?
Serious, right?
Man crush. Yeah, dude. Brad Pitt in that movie. Awesome.
See, Angelina Jolie doesn't like the mustache. So.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I think it's cool. It's a kitschy sort of thing. Anyway, all right. Box office for the weekend, and we'll get back to Inglourious because it's in there.
I
at
bet.
Number 10, G4 is still hanging in. $2.845 million in its sixth week of release. Taking Woodstock. I don't even effing remember what this movie
is
about.
This is the Ang Lee movie about the people who set up behind, it's behind the scenes at Woodstock,
oh.
getting everything up and running, and it features Liev Schreiber in drag.
Oh, wow. Well, it made $3.7 million, so somebody wanted to see that. Shorts.
Yes.
Shorts at number 8 in its second week. I can't figure the market for this movie, man.
It's a goofy kids movie, man.
It's kids, I guess.
Telephonesis.
Modern kids. Aren't modern kids going to look at that and be like, stupidest idea ever?
Maybe. You know? Maybe this is for the parents who think my kids will love that.
That's what I think. I think it's more that. At number 7, The Time Traveler's Wife. I don't know what this is about, but it sounds like something I'd want to avoid.
Did you see Journeyman?
Yes, I did.
Okay, this is a movie of that, if you will.
Oh, wow. All right. That made, in its third week, $6.7 million. Julie and Julia, oh. 7.4. Doesn't Meryl Streep play
Julia, yeah.
Julia Child?
Yes, she does.
WTF, dude.
Yeah, that's
all right. And then that's to you.
At number 5, last week's number 3, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, $8 million, sir. That's made $132 in a month. It's a budget of $175.
All right,
it's,
I still haven't seen this. Is this supposed to be good or horrid?
Okay, put it this way. It's better than Transformers 2, I've been told.
All right.
But then again, so's a kick in the balls.
Damn.
Number 4, last week's number 2, District 9, making another $10.7. It's made $90 million in 3 weeks and a budget of $30. They're doing just fine.
They're doing all right, yeah.
Hey, a new movie at number 3, Halloween 2, Electric Boogaloo, made $17.4 million, a budget of $15 million, so they're doing just fine.
Yeah, no lie.
Number 2, last week's number 1, Glorious Bastards makes another $20 million, making $73 over 2 weeks on a budget of $70. They're doing just fine. And the number one movie in America is a movie that was originally planned to come direct to home video.
Yeah.
And no, put The Final Destination, make it 3D, and you get $28.3 million effing dollars, sir.
Now, what? This is officially like Final Destination number 19 or something,
yeah,
isn't
four.
It?
Four, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
four.
Yeah.
All right, so not
but
so
it, see, it's The Final, the so
and it's the number one movie in America.
People like the 3D, man.
I guess they do.
They
yeah.
love it.
And frankly, I haven't seen any of those.
Just
so
imagine
maybe
if they made
well,
a Bring It On movie in 3D. Huh?
I'm not wearing any pants.
I know.
Film at
11. Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So Rob Zombie, who made Halloween,
where?
Halloween 2,
yeah?
decides now it's time to remake The Blob.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it is. And he wants to do this. The Blob, of course, most famous for launching the career of Steve McQueen, and had Andy Griffith's girlfriend, the teacher, in it.
Hey!
Miss
right.
Crump, I think her name was?
I
whatever
know.
It is. Anyway, my intention is not to have a big red blobby thing. That's the first thing I want to change. The gigantic jello-looking thing might have been scary to audiences in the 50s, but people would laugh now. And I find that interesting he says that, because just a little bit later he says, I've been looking to break out of the horror genre, and this is really a science fiction movie. Rob Zombie, make up your damn mind.
Yeah.
I think Rob Zombie's a little overrated in the first damn
yeah,
place.
Yeah, I do too. Well, film-wise.
Film-wise.
I do like the music.
The music
but,
is fantastic.
Didn't people laugh a little in the 50s?
Yeah,
it wasn't
bit.
Completely straight on, and
no.
it was sci-fi in the 50s. It
yes,
wasn't
it was.
Horror.
No, it wasn't.
All right. Study your film history, Mr.
Yes.
Z. From Latino Review, when it was announced that Robert Rodriguez and his Troublemaker Studios were going to be inheriting the Predator franchise,
Predator.
News was Rodriguez would keep the production mainly in Austin, Texas. However, looks like they're going to shoot in Hawaii.
Predator,
like
Hawaiian Predator style.
Especially since it takes place on Predator Planet. So what this teaches us is Predator Planet is Hawaii.
Wow. You just blew my damn mind, man.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't
That's
that crazy?
Insane.
Yeah, Predator, Predators.
Predators.
In the style of the Alien sequel. Predators tells the story of a group of people stranded on the Predator home world and the horrible surprises they find waiting there, like apparently tourists and overpriced hotels.
Oh, God. Marvel decides it's time for a Brains versus Brawn as World War Hulk's, see there, Alpha comes out, in which the smartest men in the Marvel Universe, just the smartest men? What's up with that, you sexist pricks? They want to stop the newly formed Hulk family. Now, all of these crazy, crazy intelligent guys, including, your leader and, you know, your Dr. Doom and whatever, they're going to be called the Intelligenissa, huh? Kind of like the Illuminati, but it's okay, whatever. Anyway, the leader, Dr. Doom, Madoc, Red Ghost, Egghead, Wizard, Mad Thinker are all going to fight like the Hulk, Red She-Hulk, who's coming, and I just don't care.
No, I don't either. Seriously,
I don't care. Don't care at all.
All right. Also, the Latinos are hooking me up today because my news was weak. My kung fu was weak today.
But your beef is strong.
Latino Review, when Stephen Chow announced he wouldn't be starring as Kato in The Green Hornet, they didn't move the release date even though they were weeks away from the beginning of principal photography. Sony's Adam Sandler comedy Grown Ups, however, has moved into their slot and has now pushed The Green Hornet to July 25th, where it would have to face off against Despicable Me and possibly Predators.
Oh,
now, even that isn't going to be the release
date.
Now they've moved it to December 7th. 17th of 2010. So it's, I hate to say it, but you know when you start seeing stuff like this happen, that there's problems
in the pipe.
So we'll see.
The technology-based G-Screen is coming up with something known as the Spacebook. It's something you desperately want. It is a laptop with two screens. Two 15.4-inch screens which can slide away to fill the space of a single screen.
Oh.
It's you have to look at the picture, which we'll have in the show. It's because kind of stupid. It's literally...
That's odd.
It's literally two laptop screens that slide side by side. Because, you know, nowadays most people, when some of the jobs they have to have multiple monitors up at the same time. This, I think, is just for you to be able to have more porn.
I was going to say, because you got to have that screen to slide in front of ShakeThatBear.com if the boss comes in.
Absolutely. Now, the fun thing about this is, of course, it's going to increase the weight of your laptop dramatically, and thankfully, they're going to help you out with that by making the thing cost about $3,000.
Holy crap, dude.
I know, right? Do you really want it? Do you need porn that bad?
Do you need it that much? Well,
you do.
All right, there's that.
Geek Radio Daily. Please drop by iTunes, subscribe, write a review while you're there. Hey, go by Twitter and follow Geek Radio Daily, all one word, because at DragonCon, we're doing a show that you're participating in.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to get to ask questions and all that fun stuff. GRD license under the Creative Commons Attributes, non-commercial, non-derivative work, United States 3.0 license.
You got it. That's
wow. Good. I had to think about that and went, no, that's right.
You got it.
And drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Wow. On your way, Agent P. He's a semi-aquatic, egg-laying mammal of action. He's a furry little flatfoot who'll never flinch from a fray. He's got more than just mad skill. He's got a beaver tail and a bill. And the women swoon whatever they hear him say. He's Perry, Perry the Platypus.
But you can call him Agent P.
Perry.
I said you can call him Agent P.
Agent.